and morality over the both, in order to enable Hubei to have it, even when he produces witnesses who testify that it is. So it depends upon another question. Suppose he doesn't produce witnesses. Suppose there's industry custody everywhere. For a day or two, number of days, and the women will not produce witnesses. Turn over the boat again so the two parties should fight for what? Because the dawaki is, if no one produces witnesses, so it's called al-mubah. So it's called al-mubah. What does it mean, called al-mubah? Called al-mubah means that, so the horse says, and that we shouldn't say also, whoever is stronger in rayas or in jihad. Now I pointed out why it has to show in jihad and mean that Besdin gives a license to the parties to have a race. Then they are assured. And even if Ubi knows in his heart that it's his, and the chicken is a gasoline and widow, he's still not allowed to raise his hand against chicken in order to recover. Even according to Rav Nachman, who says in Olakano that Tommy is not an abshay, so it's only a case where if he went to Besdin, he would be able to prove that it's his. And then Besdin would be authorized to use force in order to recover it. Suppose Besdin tells him, now you turn over the boat to Ruben, so, after Ruben produced witnesses to testify to the killing, so she says, I'm not turning it over, and keeps on holding it. So then Besdin is allowed to use physical force against Shimon to take away the whole time if he doesn't let it. So Meir Nachman says, since in the case where the witnesses will testify to Besdin, so Besdin will be able to use physical force against Rube, against Shimon, to recover it, so later Rube has the right to appoint himself in the Shia Besdin and use physical force instead of imposing upon Rube the burden upon the Besdin, and then Besdin to some intervening Torah, I mean that will allow energy, time, everything. So Melee is only not. And Akhenti says, but when does that Nachman say to Akhenti, if he has means, then he's 100% sure that he can recover from this. But if he doesn't have means, so he goes to Besdin, and he's nothing about it. So even though he knows in his heart, the king, the Dazlan, he has no right to use physical force against the person. But so what does Bikiyah means physical force against the boat? Let's say he is very courageous and he is very strong and he just gets on the boat and starts throwing it, and Shimon is not in a position, you know, to grab the boat. So that is allowed. Force chaos against the boat, not has to show the chaos against the power. Then he's a horse if he uses chaos against the power. Real Yarrow Hadele, even though he knows that she is Yarrow, he has no right to bring Yarrow Hadele, only if he is aiding. So then Rav Nachman says, oh, we need to bring that. But without aiding, as in this case, so chaos means chaos against the boat, not against the power. Or come down the power level is stronger than the price, than the price. Then you make it, so in every case, it means, you know, what we call today circumstantial evidence, you know, not severely obvious, you know, prima facie evidence, you know, sacrifice. So whoever submits So, if from the Rosh appears the Kodal Dvar is a psardi. A psardi, even though, because the Rosh is like this, if he's from the Rayos, so in such a case, your Bezdin doesn't know. So you may say, Bezdin doesn't know, and no one is Muzek. So Bezdin lies on the Hocher of the Tzas, and the Rayo Tzasika of the Pharmacia, or upon whoever is from the Ikea. Why? What's the significance of Kea? In Kea and in both, what's the significance? So the significance is that in Astram, it's not always so. But usually, the person who knows that he is the real owner, so he is more energetic and he is misanethish himself more. He's misleading himself more than one knows it's not his. So maybe if Ruben is stronger and he uses force against the boat, so that's exasperated the Tizio. How is it that he was more courageous than Shimon? The answer is because he knows it's his. So he's more courageous. Shimon. It's not his. So maybe he's not ready to show so much courage. That's how the Rosh explained. So according to the Rosh, Kodal Dvar is a psar. Even though the Rayo is not conclusive, it's only a prima facie Rayo, prima facie proof, not a conclusive proof. But in this situation, where no one is moving, and there's no one to do, so Bezdin relies on this faint cry, yes.
How do we see from the Rosh of Tzach then?
What?
How do we see from the Rosh of Tzach then?
Because he mentions the riot that whoever is the owner, he's more courageous, and he's ready to show more perseverance in courage. Yes.
Can we say that if the person went to Goslin, that he would be afraid that he would go take it, that the other person would come with aid the next day of the day? If the Goslin would show this courage and take it, and perhaps the next day the other person would come and come with aid and someone would
come. It's not a conclusive life. In economy. So it might be, unfortunately, we found many situations. In many cases, especially in days, but in all times, where Dazzle Dazzle shows more courage. Today, of course, I mean, the towers, they show a lot of audacity and courage. But, first of all, today is an abnormal situation. Mankind today is not normal. It's a crazy world. So you cannot mention the highest one today. But in normal times, so usually, the one who is right, he shows more courage than the one who is wrong. Today, I mean, the situation is different. So, but even this man Chazal, when mankind was normal, more normal than today, so it was also not only so. So many times, that kid, the Gazlan, shows more courage and energy and is as leverage than the honest man, he's so good, he feels limited. But usually, the honest man shows more courage than the dishonest person. Than the dishonest person. I'll tell you the reason is, you see. After all these halachas apply to Jews, not the whole country. Mardi Gras Yaakov, Chukov Mishpot of Yisrael, we also carry the whole boy in Mishpotim Baumido. So all these Mishpotim apply to Jews, not to non-Jews. As far as Jews are concerned. today I have been doing so it's by sound, by wind, by wind, by sail, and so you have Jews who belong to the mafia, unfortunately. But you know, this man Chazal, when the Jews adhere to the Torah, so usually the courageous person, the honest person, showed more courage than the dishonest person. Why? You know, I remember as a child, or four, I remember, they got not in the little towns in Washington. I'm not in the thieves. But like this, they were nice people. I mean, they were good people. Today, Gannett is ready to kill. When I was a little child, the Jupiter, has to show them, they couldn't see blood. They knew child when they saw blood. But today, anyone who steals is ready to kill too. So it's a different psychology today. I mean, whoever heard in the Jewish people also? Whoever heard today? Sometimes it happens with individuals, terrible things, that one Jew in a rage of fury killed another Jew. In a rage of fury. Just to kill, to make you hold back, to come to innocent people, to make you hold back. Never happened among the Jewish people. No one did. They developed among the Jews after the First World War. So he developed, you know, unfortunately, in the blessed United States of America. So many Jewish youngsters participated in the war, and they accustomed themselves to kill. All right, kill the enemy, but you know, we get accustomed to kill, so we kill the enemy. So you don't shudder before blood. You don't shudder. So then, and in the United States and in Andrews, did you have a class of gangsters before the First World War? You didn't have it. You had pirates, you know, robbers, and the road, you know, in the West. A professional class of gangsters, you didn't have it. It only developed after the First World War. Anyway, as far as the Jewish people is concerned, so I mean, in the days of Chazal, in the days of the Shein, and in the days of the early Achrayim, I mean, until 50 years ago. So, we had no Otzchan. So even the thing was considerate, you know. Relatively considerate, you know why? You know. It's very, but today, I mean, but in those days, so usually it was, as the Rosh said, that the one who is honest and is fighting for his property, he is likely to show more courage than the one who is not honest. But even in the days of Chazal, it was not a conclusive proof. In this case, when no one is in Mosaic all your life, and this relatively faint evidence. Faint evidence. But it's exciting. Now let's see the washing dosh. You're going to see. The very thing. 9 years in college.
Again. You see, I mentioned it Friday. In the halacha of Hamitzin Chavera Olaraya, we have two dinim of Hamitzin Chavera Olaraya. There is two dinim of Mosek. There is one dinim of Mosek of Bir. Chazoke Kol Mashi Yadodom Shishalek. let's say, even if somebody is homeless, even though the Arabian will know that only yesterday it belongs to somebody else that is in Balakande, but today she is topless, let's take this in mind. Suppose the Arabian will know to show the truth in the courts. I'm fighting this tool. Please call him stop. Please call him school. Now, on Sunday, Shimon has it in his arms. And Rubin says, he comes to Besson and says, you Shimon, you are a terrible person. You came to my house. You came to my house and you stole it from my house. And Shimon says, what are you talking about? Are you really not a need to sell it? And you sold it to me, I paid for it. They had it in turn, there's what will they be passing. Since Shimon has possession of the two and I, and he stayed that even though Ruben had literally bought a fire in his phone shop, but Friday afternoon he sold it to him, and he has possession. So he will have so many comas in the order of Shimon. Even though Ruben is saying that he was in the camera of this group. But right now, the top position. The top position. So there, Moses is a deal. Moses is a deal. But in the case of Mahu, Paul, and they are deal. In other words, Ruben and Shimon, Ruben was the original owner of the top. Shimon was the original owner of the army. Then they decided to make an exchange, to make an exchange. So, let's say, so the law is, if one makes a shiche in one thing, let's say, Shimon is the original owner of the Hamel, the donkey. So if Rute makes a shiche in the Hamel, so not only is Rute, does Rute acquire title in the Hamel, heretofore belonging to Shimon, but automatically Shimon becomes the owner of the pot. Because when one makes a key and one object is going to exchange, so the other part will automatically use a factor that acquires title in the other object. So suppose at 9 o'clock in the morning today, Ruben was Meshach Shimon's Hameya, so then Ruben's core becomes the property of Shimon. Of Shimon. Not only does Ruben become the owner of Shimon's Hameya, but Shimon becomes automatically the owner of Ruben's Hameya. Then, 9:30, so there is an argument. Then you see that all of a sudden the poor, the original owner of which was Ruben, gave birth to Rav. Now the question is, when did the poor give birth to the Rav? Maybe the poor gave birth to the Rav, and nobody who saw when he gave birth. But it must have happened, you know, either a few minutes before 9, or a few minutes after 9. No one saw. So we see there is a baby born. Now, if you testify that 1 minute before the exchange was made, a minute before the exchange was made, so the problem, the baby's born, so he birthed the baby. So if he birthed the baby 1 minute before the exchange, so then the blood belongs to Ruben, because he only exchanged the mother for the hamel, not the mother and the baby for the hamel. But if the blood was born 1 minute after 9, and at 9 o'clock Shimon made the shiche in the door, so maybe the baby belongs to Shimon, so we don't know. So
said, no, reading the question, let's, why are we? Let's see whose the shoes the baby is. If the baby is in the shoes of who they tomorrow coming, so then who did you have? But if the baby happens to be standing already in the hot air of Shine, so then he's in the deck. So Amazing Habele, all over I, even though the Morikamre is admittedly Ruben, but since now Shine is talking to the baby, so Amazing Shine Chibet. So the Morikamre tells the Mishnah's reference to the case for Kamura, where the baby is standing in a meadow, neither is Hotzeran nor is Shino's Hotzeran. But if the baby would be in Shino's Hotzeran, so then it could be happening. But in Shino would be living, even though the Morikamre is rooted. So Jesus says to Kashi, but the Mori, in the Pastor says, Hagidah is even Hotzeran. In other words, when we say Chazok Ekol Mashiach Elohim, Shehi Shalem, that is something that is inherent, something that is not about her. So let's say a sin. So even though Ruben even testified that we saw Ruben buying his stones from this Seder on Friday, but if Shimon on Sunday has possession of this sin, and he says that Ruben the Morikamre sold it to him. So then he keeps it. He keeps it. Because he said that couldn't walk from Ruben's house to Shimon's house. But suppose there is a certain name that even testified that this behemoth was bought by Ruben on Friday, and now it's in Shin's state. And the woman says, it's mine. And Shin says, no, you sold it to me. Friday afternoon, you bought it Friday morning. And Friday afternoon, I bought it from you. I bought it from you, and then I took it and put it in my state. So the law is, and they have been following it. So there's no task in the day, there's to be there to go. But his status now, Shimon's status now in the Heimeh, the answer is that the Heimeh can walk on his own. They see that I cannot walk on his own. How did it come into possession of Shimon? Obviously, the kind of Shimon is good. But the Heimeh, what kind of value is it? The kind of Shimon is good. Maybe he just walked out of the stable and moved into Shimon's state. Into Shimon's state. So why does the Gemara say that when the Jacqueline for only case of kind of Yama, but it's kind of in the shoes, let's say, of Shimon, so then the original Mahamela. So then she keeps it, even though the Morikamre is rooted, but gave us in the Chazon. So Jesus says, in this case, since there is a Dor Mamre, a cook, since there is a Dor Mamre, when he Dor Mamre, the late and sage of the best, so the circumstances are of such nature that he doubts it at all. We know that there was a shape, and that shape was made at time of life. So now we see baby was born. We don't know whether baby was born a few minutes before. So then baby belongs to the mother, or the baby was born and lived after life. So then the baby belongs to Shimon, because the mother was already Shimon. So how can we say, well, since it's Gabriel's, And is going to come, so it's a value. Since Ruben is going to come, and it's a gateway, so it's a value that the baby was born with human command, right? The baby was born with human, etc. Even though
the holdings of our country. So now there is a subject. We cannot say that the Morakami, the Heskas Morakami is in fact. So the melee is a sake. So when there is sake, so the music of Tokus is stronger than the music of my country. So that's another kind of music. The music is not sake, not the same part. So we have two halachas of music. We have a halacha of music of Biro, and we have a halacha of music of Din. Even though we don't know. We don't know. So, so then the halacha is a basic habit of life. Normally, we see it later on, the Board of Zion, there is a whole sukkah. Talk to KM, see it, see all day. Talk to KM, there is a machine, especially in our task, for the top of the game, or top of the game, when you talk to the game, sometimes, you know, the prayer belongs to the game. The prayer belongs to the game. Sometimes, it's a shocking prayer, the game is what? It's a prayer of the blood. It's not a prayer. In other words, so, suppose, let's say, the mother had a miscarriage before, a certain type of miscarriage, before the blood was cut. Now, certain miscarriages are considered like Ua doesn't mean just a miscarriage of women. In other words, the fetus at the initial stage, so when no evolving are as yet formed, so it's considered by what? Let's say human being, a fetus, less than 40 days, is considered by God. It's not an election. After 40 days, it's considered an election. Let's say we have a being a bed. Suppose the mother had a miscarriage, and the miscarriage was of the fetus, was 30 days old, and then the mother gave birth to the son. So you could, because the miscarriage took place when the fetus was less than 40 years old. So it's like a lot, it's not. And some melee, the baby that the mother has after that is considered hot. But suppose the mother had a miscarriage in the third month, the fourth month, the fifth month, the sixth month, the seventh month, the eighth month, the ninth month, and then she has a baby, so it's put off in that because it's not Kabbalah. So, but the image is also, sometimes it's a miscarriage of Ruach. Ruach wouldn't be that Kabbalah, wouldn't be like that blood and everything, but as long as it's too early to have any involved, which of any book is some melee, so that it's considered like what you do. So Sophie pray, if the mother gave the head of his carriage, and then in birth, the wife, and the child means whether the miscarriage, fetus, and the head was a father or a new, some melee the next one is not to tell what it belongs to. Or what if it was just 2 hours? So maybe the next one belongs to the king. So now what he needs a minute in the Kabul all the time. The king comes to bed and says, oh, I want this blood because maybe the miscarriage because it was just 2 hours. So this belongs to me. So he says, maybe it was a year of blood. This blood is not his fault, so it belongs to me. So the Lord is amazing, Kabir or Makaye. And the KM cannot recover the blood from this. So the Lord, I suppose the KM took liberty in grabbing the blood from this one. Then his father comes and says, no, he did such an unfair thing. He doesn't even know what it is. And he kept the family talk again. So the Lord provided it. He is not really of anything. And there is a great machine how they pass. Most machine passed them, they talk to the king and the city. The Rambam has this talk to the king and the city. So, according to the Rambam, the pastors talk to the king and the city. So, that's only Shia and the kings of Moses. So, there is also a problem, because the Bahim and the Bahim, and the Bahim we had miscarried, the mother of the Bahim had miscarried before. We don't know whether the first miscarriage was a miscarriage of Rav Naume or a miscarriage of Rav. If the miscarriage was a miscarriage of Rav Naume, so the second Rav is a Rav, is a problem also there. If it was, the miscarriage was of the real Vites, so then the second Rav belongs to the Bible, to the Israel. To Israel, so we don't know. So we say, I need to have a right. It is a Sophie, not it is a Sophie. So he says, since it is Sophie, so let the blood stay in the possession where it stays. The Bible. So such a case, he became, I took the liberty. And he left it. So then he says to the Bible, we can be lazy from the king, because maybe he will come. When we came at first, a week ago, when we were asked us all to recover from the Bible, now we can. How can we recover from the story from the Bible? We don't know what it is. But now, he acted as a top person and he grabbed it. It's his possession. How can we recover from him? Maybe it is really his. So the burden of proof is now upon you, the story. That's how the Rambam passes. But the Rambam will not say, as we saw them, that in the case of, let's say, of this Seder, you are holding bullet on fire, even so holding bullet on fire, and then someday you find the Seder in the possession of him, and they come to Bezin, and Bezin says that even though the woman is not a Kameh, but since now she has possession of the Seder, it's his. So it belongs to Shimon. Then on Monday, Ruvain will come to Shimon's house. He brought the Seder, walk away with it. So then Shimon will come to Bezin and say, what Ruvain did, he grabbed, he came to my house and he grabbed it. So what will Bezin say? He will tell Ruvain, please, you return it immediately. Why? Because there, it's a people Bezin knows. On the basis of Chasokhe from Hashem Shalei, that is definitely she doesn't know who we are. Some Mele, Tokhe, the Mitzi is good. So when the Rambam passed him, the Mitzi is good, in words, where it was the Morikamis, the Mose, because of the story, not because of it. So we have two things of it. We have one thing of Mose of Bill. One thing of Moses pops up. For example, let's say by Sophie Tales, I mean the Puntus Asphabis, that's the brother of Xerxes. Puntus Asphabis, the old Puntus Asphabis. So he discussed that question. Sophie Tales, so how often he is, and this is how we all are, who keeps it, these are. Suppose these are. Takes that Asophic Kairos and gives it to him in shape and says to her, Haria Kudesh, the Kaya Mubaze, is the Isha in Kudesh, yes, Adai, or the Isha is in Kudesh, yes. So Asophic says, it's stolen the Kapari in the Moya, and the Top the K, it's in the Sinode, or Top the K, and it's the Isha in the past. The top of the cave, the is in your name. So even though the lesson doesn't know whether it was a call or it wasn't a call, but since he was the Moses, the Bible, so, and if the cave
which rabbit coming, so that he would take it out from the wings of the sheep and give it back to the destroyer. That means even the music of Sophie sings in the music, so he acquires title into his body. As long as the Sophie is professed, whether it is a call or not a call, so he is title into his body. And even if God Shmaya is guiding that it is a call, but since we don't know, so who is title into his body in that love? Is oil. So maybe if you're in Tadish and Isha, so she's not just sucking the grace, but she's bothering it. She's bothering it. But if we say, like a Rambam, the talk to Kale is a spirit, that means that even before the Kale impacted, so it's still is a sucking owner. He's not an owner of the dearest father. Because the fact is that he, the king, grabs it from the spoil, then he keeps it. So even the king didn't grab it, he's only a subject by it, not a bad guy. So maybe he's in Kaddish and Misha, she's only a delicious Kutabi, not a delicious Kutabi. But all these things apply only to the case of the subject move, the demon. But where is the music? Of course, he is the Bala Bali, and he is the Kaddish and Misha, and he says that in China, and the Kaddish and Misha, and he says that, so should be Bala Bali. Now, here, Schneider is retired with each one of the why? Because he both holds the hand to the towers, so both towers are. So what do you mean both towers are? It's the spirit. It means one is the force that you want. One thing you say to the other. So that's why it's Yahweh. So Yahweh comes because of Moses. Achamiz and Chabir and Marai. So in one head will be Moses. So she and the bird. In one head, she is the Moses. So who is the bird? So it's Yahweh. But in view of the fact that they are to do not Moses, one din of Mosaic is Mosaic of Bill, and one din of Mosaic in the case of Torah the Mamre, not of Bill, but of Din. And in respect to the Mosaic of Sophie, there is only Shalom tomorrow. Talk to Kane, change the word, talk to Kane, any change the word. So the question is, when two of us, so it's Yahweh, is it on the basis of Hasoki, Hamashwan, and Shalom, the pure din of Mosaic, or is on the basis of this demon. So from the Russian of the Lord, she says, Yichotoko shonurei yavodom chashtimu shalei avodim shayavonare vena shalei shalei yamudam nasmira avod chashtimu neigazem avod avodom nirchato hil kachia shonipsi kam kol alimba. But we have the twice din of Mosaic. Which din of Mosaic? The Sophic din of Mosaic or the building of Mosaic? The building of Mosaic. And this symbolic basket says the same thing. Kidam Tuna Pedro Cheskes Abarkin, Gabriade, Hayena, Hilka, Hashim Kam Dada, and Hilka, Hilka, he actually see come deep out of the world. Kidam Tuna Pedro Cheskes Abarkin, Gabriade, Hayoma Vigiu, Hayoma Vigiu, the Hilka, the Hilka, the Hilka, the ועושים שענה, שמחו מהם מוזק לדורו, שמעל ורינו לו. ואיבד מיוחילובים, אם חצי מי שבו מיקרו, שאני הייתי, שאני הוא, יהוא אינר שלאיו. כאילו כך הם רואים ציפלם ונוכלו כ, שמנצי את מחו מהם שלאו כדירים. וישר אומרים עליהם, שכל מי שתיב ביות ומיקח ובירייס, שביסקה, ניסי לכם על זה, שמי שעדינים קוראים לו ברייס, ואי שמי שעדינים מסנף של העם ובשלי ביודי, יסם משלי צירה חנף של יצר, ואיקים על זה מה בצע השם סנף שי, והיינו למוח או יום ברייס, ויצר מיודי, אבל הוחס הוא עד זה עושה, that כל העולם כבר is also inside.
a psak din. Even why? Because it's based upon certain evidence, not real evidence, but what is called in English prima facie evidence. Prima facie evidence. In other words, there's some evidence. You know, when a person is accused of a certain crime, so you can indict him just like that. Suppose one person will come to the district attorney and will say about Rabbi Amos Reshi, he committed a murder the day before. So the grand jury will indict me, you know, that indict me, I mean, if you don't have any question for nothing, for talking about the United States of America. So why? So in order that the grand jury should indict, so some evidence has to be seen. Even though the evidence is not conclusive, but it's sufficient in diapers. So in other words, in this case, some evidence is enough. Whoever submits some evidence that it is, so Bernstein gives it to him. So Bernstein gives it to him. So, because since Noah is Mosaic, so Bernstein gives this kind of ipsak, even though it's not based upon conclusive evidence. And if one of the parties just prevails by care, by force, not has to show force against the person, but force against the vote, so that's also prima facie evidence, not a real offer. So in this kind of a situation where no one is losing, so basically the lines and faith evidence and prima facie evidence. But it's exciting. It's from the control. The Ishri Shadim is Nashman Yisrael, the other Yitzhak Mashim Yitzhak, Ah Nafshi Yitzhak, the Dina Zemabes Hashem to Nafshi, Vayim Unmoch and Yerunayim Yitzhak Yodim, Ava Boch and Yishnim Ozok, and Yitzhak Tawiz, and the only Yitzhak 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 Definitely is. But Yahush Rabbeinu, Hil Kachon Tzrichim Mitzvah, Lohem Vilchluke. So he says, Hil Kachon Moyim Peskin and Mokota. So the Roshim of the Roshis, that Kol Dalim Bar is also a Psalmi. It's a judgment by Bez. It's a judgment by Bez. But you say, it's not a really okay, I mean, to be surrender such a judgment. And for Bez, Bezdin doesn't have conclusive evidence that it's within only conversation. The answer is, in such case, when no one is involved, so Bezdin renders a judgment on the basis of conversation evidence too. What else could Bezdin do? What else could Bezdin do? That's the best. Bezdin could do under the circumstances. But it's a psalmody. It's not easy. But it seems he presses in what I say. The Harishayim Wachil, in the washing of the Rashbam, I don't want to go over the whole sugya there. The Rashbam mentioned several times that Kol Dalim Dvar is not a psak din, it's a sila. A sila din. Beis din. What does Kol Dalim Dvar mean? Beis din refuses to take jurisdiction over the litigation. But there is two parties coming to Beis din. We have an argument. One says Shalim, one says Shalim. So Bezdin cannot say, we don't want to be involved. Why should we involve ourselves? Who needs all that trouble to become involved in your fight?
and to pass. But certain situations, business right to refuse to take jurisdiction of business. That's called Umrah. Business says, you are Umrah, you are fired out among yourselves. Not fired out by using physical force or challenge, inshallah. But by producing evidence, you know, not real evidence, by making evidence, or by using force against the object. Initiation. You fight it out with yourself. Now, whenever person refuses to take jurisdiction of the case, so what is the result? Chaos. Qur'an Ba is chaos. Chaos, to a certain extent. If person refuses to take jurisdiction over the case, so there is chaos. It's chaos. I mean, why is there so much chaos? Unfortunately, in the Orthodox community, so much chaos, because the Rabbani, unfortunately, they don't want to be involved. Some tell them, they say, in all shyness, call out the Rabb, call out the Rabb. They refuse to take jurisdiction over the case. So, in other words, conservative rabbis, they usually care for a fictitious guilt. And the Rabbani, I mean, they call the Rabbani in the city, and the Orthodox leaders of the city, they say, call on Allah, find out for yourself. One crazy person demonstrates, and the conservative rabbis, I mean, I call it crazy not in the critical sense, not in the critical sense, because I am critical sense. I mean, I will do it. I'm not crazy. I'm a realist. I'm not crazy. But the Rambam in the Abdullah of the Shamish says, if not for the people left crazy, the world wouldn't exist. So if one crazy person demonstrates he uses Wuhan, and then the conservative rabbis have arrested once, twice, what would the Orthodox Rabbis in Chicago do? And the Orthodox leaders, the Munarabba, the Sadiqi, what they say? Hold on, we don't want to be involved. So there is chaos. So in certain situations, according to some machine, so this individual says, we don't want to be involved. Only in certain situations. In the case of I don't want to deal, and no one can deal with it. So this has a right to misalloc itself. In the Russian of the Rashbam, the robust means that called down the bar is the synonym. You see, the Russian emphasizes the expression, the Russian emphasizes the expression, look at him when you think when called down the bar, Echelman is a Mashiach Kabele. So, in other words, exactly. But the Rashbam in the Basra, if you look through, so you see, I mean, he emphasizes the expression silly. It's a silly day. So, if basically refuses to take realization, doesn't want to be called itself. So, what is the result? Chaos. If there is chaos, so what happens? Kolaunga. That's the natural thing. Whenever a person doesn't involve itself, refuses to take jurisdiction of it. So there is a basic machlokes between the all. Now, you see, Benj in Kubetis, in Robasta and Betsubie, I don't want to go over because there are certain expressions that we explain, but in Kubetis in Robasta, there is a machlokes machine. So in the case of Hawaii, higher of the view, so Rubin says, it's my machine says, it's mine. I'm not going to say Kolomba. So Kolomba, so Rubin left the boat, and he had it. He grabbed it. Then the next day, Shimon became the top one, and he grabbed it away from him again. So the question is, does Shimon have it now, or Rubin has it now? So So there's my greatest Hashem. Yeah, Hashem is saying, Kol Adam Ba'al Mi means that the one who grabs it first, he has it. And the Abishim and Shishona says, it's not the one who grabs it first, yes. It's like you pick pong here. So in other words, who grabs it, he has it. Then Shimon grabs it, of course. It's the Mitzvah Mamurim, it forces you to only vote at Hashishona against the powers. If Chassidus didn't buy Jesus' force against the party, then basically the power would have to arrest him. It's a Russian, it's in the Riyadh. But the force is used only against the boat, not against the party. So according to the Shifu Shonen, it's like a ping pong game. So one day, Odin grabs it, the next day, Shimon grabs it. What is it called? According to the Russian game, that is in Psalmi, so of course you cannot get Psalmi in a ping pong game. Psalmi, there is no such Psalmi in a ping pong game. So in other words, it's based upon the Tzasi Chochem, that the one who is stronger is more courageous, and who is more energetic, so he probably is the owner. So the one who does it first, he is the owner. Not the ping pong game, but those he's on the whole thing is serving chaos. So chaos serves in a ping pong game too, why not? Chaos. So a ping pong game is the idea of creating chaos. There's the regulation of action. So it's a ping pong game. It's a ping pong game.
There's the alternative to basements and the campus until one point or the other can be
looked
at. There's the alternative that the basement is to take the campus until someone can be right.
Basement is not going to take a campus. They don't claim to be owners.
As a campus custodian.
No, what will they take the custody for what? There's machlekes in the water. If one of the litigants says, I have 18, but it will take me a few days to produce them. So there is machlekes, whether it's a toxin or a real toxin. And we ask to wait out. Just like that, certainly, how can Destiny keep custody? They don't know what to do then. What do we do with the custody? All right. Yes.
According to the Shita of the Rashbam, of the Rush, so if one grabs to tzak din, then the other eight can bring riots, the other Baal din can bring riots for real, so that it's his.
Of course! They're going without saying. They're going without saying.
So, in such a case, why is the Gemara has Nabayim or Vassar about that we say Tafsina or Low Tafsina? The convention we told fish or not.
Yes.
But if the person can bring rise rules and grab it back.
But how does Bez know that he is going to keep his family?
I understand. Why should we be concerned?
No,
whether
I'm concerned because Bez doesn't want to name because the reason is why one man Roma says we're taxing him. That's where he passed him. Because we're not here. Because in the event Destiny will take us, and then the party will produce testimony, so then Destiny will be able to give up the custody, and then it would be Yehuda Hachiyah or yours, then Destiny would be stuck with the vote. In that permanent custody of the vote, until somebody will bring right to us, so why should Destiny be more okay to that, to remain stuck with the vote? So then we say, number one, we're not going to take us. If you say, number one, so then, in the meantime, there is a, in the meantime, so it's called Almora, and once the Greek guy was, so then, even with the other tower, we read it, we will recover it from there. The person will be taken in custody, when this is not true, whether he will keep his promise, I mean, that he'll lose here in Iowa. Alright, now, so, Tetsu said, Yeshua, the Yeshua, the Yeshua,
In other words, the article is not based upon the substance of Moser, but upon the pure one. The announced Sabbath, my utopia, Sayyidayo, the Hindi Manishi, she does in all the towers, Koshi by you, Shamit get paid with the Heskashne, till the maximum of talking about in our discussion on Friday. The question is, why is the need get considered? Why Shane is not at all? The Nikkei also coming for the moment of the positive. The answer is because we know that on the Zion. Now turn to the God on the Zion. Because I know the hour, the new Shane Shift, the Gemara says, the woman gets like Gezel, he could not be called, the woman could not be called, the woman gets like Gezel. Because not according to the ratio of something to be the common, we need to make it the money, but the new time is still. All our creation asks is still in state churches. They have been made that. Satan asks is still in Kacher, they have been made that. So, the gills of Kashi and the next gills in our text is Satan asks is still in Kacher. The gills of the belief in the Rambam is Satan Kishi Kido. Not Nasi. What does it mean? Nasi Kimshi Kim Kachako? So Rashi says, Seite Kimshi Kimshi in other words, two bundles. One bundle, Woody and Shimon came into Lady's house and he said to Lady, listen, baby, here are two bundles of money. Two bundles of money. So, in one bundle there is 200 Jews, in the other bundle there are 100 Jews, and we want you to be the shema of these two bundles. And in Zedek and Zedek, they both came in together and they acted in unison, together like, you know, like one person. Like, in one person. So, and they were positive. Then, he doesn't know whether Lady doesn't know whether Hugin gave the bundle with 200 Jews and Shimon won or vice versa. So since it's kinship killed in Kachacho, so then we say, Nisimono Lase, Nisimono Lase, the Mona Shishi, since Yehei, is Yehina. So, according to the belief in the Rambam still say Kishik Tzibur Kachachor, so then we can respect Rambam. So since the Hugin and Shimon gave it to Levi, they threw the 300 Jews in one bundle, so Hugin and Shimon are like one market, and Levi is a shame for the two of them, as if the two of them have been one person. So we can respect Rambam. That Shimon or something, even though he keeps it on him for long, he keeps it going to the form. He's in the shame of the good and they are keeping the listen. But it's more likely that the taste says, the same deal says Rashi, not the deal of the Rambam, because the taste had adopted the deal says of the Rambam, the taste is probably mentioned. The Rosh in the Mafki spells it out in so many words that the Bible says Nasi Kimshi. So the question is, why is it considered like Shnei of the world? The answer is, that's why I said Bible. That even the Gil says Nasi Kimshi to the Bichachach. But since it was said that he's there, and the more we use the Rosh in the Rechot, so in other words, they gave the living impression that they left it in. Even though they gave him two bundles, you know, sometimes one person will give two bundles of money. So here, two people acting in unison, you know, like one person, gave him two bundles. So it's not to be expected of Levi to remember who gave the 200 bundle, who gave the 100 bundle, and they acted together in unison. So maybe he's the shepherd for the two of them together. So that's why Tainsa says that se Hoshi I think that about 52 years ago, my father said that in the name of God. I think so. I wouldn't be sure, but I think. The captain shouted the horse on Baba the Havanai. They now put in the terrace, and Kafir Nina, our Tauri, because of the Dabai, when we are playing good, the Khrishnai Maduki, the Star, the Dawn, the Kaman, the Mishnei Maduki, the Akuku, the Khir, the Semes, the Akshashipa, the Akhoti, the Mono, the Yerachi, the Akhoti, the Akhishi, the Akhadei, Havo, the Havada, the Akhashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashash
practically all the shaman explained, except Rashi. So here's another shot in Ramana, but all other shamans, certainly most shamans, explained Ramana in the sentence, the late time Salem, he is suffering the best, that means that the circumstances are of such nature that there is a suffering. You cannot say any umbrellas. How do you know? The circumstances are of such nature that there is a doubt whether the lad was born a minute before the exchange or a minute after the exchange. Now, so this is the Tamidah. This is here, and this is in the Lord Asrach. Tamidah says that there are three laws, three guidelines, when to apply the rule of Yahweh, when to apply the rule of Yehunah, and when to apply the rule of Allah. There are three guidelines. What are the three guidelines? Yahweh has to be applied in the case where Shneim, Muzokim Bey, and the Tzachuk on the Hero Reasons. The Tzachuk on the Hero Reasons. So then we apply the rule of Yahweh.
What's the second criteria?
Mozoki and the Chukko Yechiru Nisan. The Chukko is possibly true, even though it's not certainly true, but it's possibly true. Suppose it's not Mozoki, then it's called Avodah. That's the second guideline. The first guideline is that if it's Mozoki and Achduk in the Chiluvi Yisemes, so it's Yahweh. The second guideline is, if it's not Mozoki in the Chiluvi, it's called Avodah. The third guideline is, if it is Mozoki and the Achduk in the Chiluvi Yisemes, so then it's Yehunah. So we don't say it's called Avodah because it's Mozoki, but how can we say it's called Avodah? So certainly according to Ishane, the Rashbam, it's called Avodah is the same thing. How can Besdin say, we don't want to involve, we refuse to take jurisdiction over the case, if it's Mozoki. And even according to the Rosh, that it's Ipsaridin, but that all Ipsaridin is not based upon the conclusive evidence, but only on the final case evidence. So how can this render a judgment that is based upon foundation evidence, not real evidence, in the case of Muslim? It is a Muslim. So the first guideline is that if it's Muslim, that would be the seminars, so it's Yahweh. The second guideline is if it's not Muslim, so then it's called Avodah, whether it's Achuk Yechiru Yisemes or Achuk Yisemes. If no one holds it,
So it's going on now. The third one is that if it is Muzok, but Nachukul Hill is a merit, so call on Rah, we cannot say because it's Muzok. So then we say Yin, and then as a parallel to the third guideline, you can put down that if one stops, a third part is stopped, so then it's also in Yimach. It's also in Yimach. For example, in the case where Bezdin, where one of the parties couldn't vote, so said to Bezdin, if so, and Bezdin was famous, even though we passed, we'll pass it. But suppose Bezdin made a mistake and took custody. Sometimes Bezdin makes a mistake too. And Bezdin took custody of the vote. And then the Parsi came to Bezdin and said, I'm sorry, but I was trying to produce witnesses, and I can't produce witnesses. So then Bezdin will not give up the custody of the vote and say to the Parsi, now let's have an eye to bring the Parsi. Bezdin will never do such a thing to give up the custody. So then it will be in there. So that's a parallel into the third guideline. If a third part is not used, so then you also say, alright, these are the three guidelines. And Casey says at the end, okay, if Sumchas, Apogabu, Musokine, Minahuko, Yechiru, Yisenes, Hegel, Yikor, Yomene, Peter shall wait and say in such a place, is that way? What do you mean? Why do you say Sumches and how about the Lord? The answer is, according to the Rabbanu, even no one is a Tokos, but if there is a Morikame, let's say in the case of a Mach, for a Mach, so is Morikame the original of all? So even if the blood stands Vagam, no matter, no one is a Tokos, so then Bezdin will pass that it belongs to the original Balakot, because he's the Morikame. But Tzukha says no. That's why Casey says, with Tzukha, but suppose the original Morikame is there, then the Rabbanu will give Tzukha that no one is Musak and no one is a Morikame, so then it's Yachreik, or if there is a Morikame. With Tzukha, I'll have to use all the Yachreik, because he's saying that he's the Morikame. Now the question is this. Tastes mentioned here are three guidelines. What are the three guidelines? Guideline number one, that if they are both are Muzokim, and the Chukun Chukun, so then it's Yahweh. Guideline number two, if no one is Muzeh, then it's Kobanot. Guideline number three, that if both are Muzokim, but they are Chukun Chukun, so then it's Yehina. So what Sumchas, with which guideline does the rest statement by Tastes come? When Sumchas Amakadu Yusokim, in a Kukul Chiru Yisemes, here in the Torah, in Omen, in Kirush, in Sikh, in the Kharim, Tastes mentioned three guidelines. Now this halakhe of Sumchas doesn't seem to come with any of the guidelines. It certainly doesn't come within guideline number three, because guideline number three is that in both town was option and the Rukor is not a reason that Yemunach, it doesn't come within guideline number two, that if neither is in also. So it's called on Ra, here Sukha says Yahweh. And so it could come in guideline number one. But how would it come in guideline number one? Guideline number one only says that it both comes. So, and Sahukul Hiruni Semes, so then it's Yahweh. But here, it's Hiruni Semes. Why is it Yahweh there? Why is it Yahweh? So how can that be explained? Now, turn to the Russian thesis that Tzadik Zion believes in Bonitzi. Now, we don't have to go over the whole context. That Tzadik Zion believes.
Now, this is the Ramasco, Lena, and the Yukta, the Rabnachman.
one in that case is if a master learned that it used the Ramah, they feel cashier, flourish. The whole moment I'm looking to something, Hoshif to shame the bottom. So what's the language of Shankar's? The teachers of all the moment, they are both considered Mozart. So they rest. But if they are both considered Mozart, so it has to come within Gaiman and Ron. If we both are Mozart, so then it's Yahweh, but only if it's a good year for the Sanders. And by Master Paul of Amelia, it's in a good year for the Sanders. So the answer is, when we say that it has to be a good year for the Sanders, if there is no form, where there is a problem, then we say a good year for the Sanders. Even though it's in a good year for the Sanders. So it's a parallel to guideline number one. Okay. Now, so we have three guidelines according to the time. Three guidelines, important to remember. Guideline number one, the if it's Mozart in the sentence exactly, parallel to guideline number one, the if it's Mozart in and is it all nominated, even though it's in a particular sentence, Sumcha says, it's still there. Guideline number two, if it's no reason was there, so it's following what? Guideline number three, if it's no source, and the in a particular sentence, then it is in parallel to guideline number three. If one is stoppers, let's say the rest is stoppers, so then it's also. That's why if this was still us to be of the ball, then we shouldn't have been. But suppose we made a mistake, and we took us to the ball, and then when the parents who claim that he's going to produce weaknesses, failed to produce weaknesses, so this doesn't be allowed us. And best we keep saying that, and if you are actually learning your own meanings, if you are actually learning your own meanings, that best we don't give it to everybody until somebody puts himself in your comments and in your own meaning that, you know, the common person asks a strange question. He asks the question, it's difficult. So he asked the question, in the Hachuradio, so if you are not going to come and say it belongs to the way, so you will give it to Wigan. So Hashim said, Bashamayim, there's no Kashi. Will Bashamayim apply this only to the Dinya but not to the owner of the Dinya? Here is not the question of the Dinya. We don't know who's the owner. We don't know who the owner. So the Moran of the could be invalid in the if nothing would be invalid in the so would be shaman. But here, the nothing would be invalid in here is the question of fact. So why can't we rely on the nothing that's the best proof, you know? Alright, anyway. Now, let's turn to the tasteless in more basket. Yeah, very cool. und forsch hab mit Haaren gelegt in Schaane, die chemische Schnee im Ozoki, ein und nur ein Jahrchen, so er hat Kabele, die Choschen, so er mit jedem Schluss, ich nehme Heere vor, sie kommt doch an die Schlaane, die Cheskat, die Schuhe, 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 שויס אמאס שלייס שלום דעם בור די הויטן דעם הויס פון די שאו אויס די האוס די שאו אין דער אשטולאו האבן דעם די שאו דאס אין צו דער קומען לוזע זאל פון מאל די שאו מאל קוש דו צו משנה מוזאקל צו די גאשנה ניט סוד צום דעם דעם ווי האט מומנטיר נאו איז עס יא מול באסט Menschen der Überraschung. Und die Wolle wäre, die Rata geht, die dann wohl schon, der Wolle ist hell an. Wird es an die Tanzes, der Diablen, in so unbedingt die Käse. Ob ich den Mosotten der Eben, die Mosse ist, ja, vielleicht wohl nicht mehr mit ins Namen. Wo er neue, die Wolle, wo uns hier die Kasche, wild und über die Mischte sehen, wahrscheinlich, als die Paus, die Diablen, and how is it in the case of punishments, we don't see why don't the Mishnah in the heart say? By punishments, so the punishments should be divided, 50 should be given to them, and 50 should be given to Shemek. To Shemek. So, but there it's not more fixed, so what does Amitam say? It is more because the shoulders, the shame of the mitzvah holds it for the good. So we say, according to the mitzvah, Adam still says it's very simple as to why it's considered to hold it for the good. And because of Kachal, the people in the town would accept the Yosef of Ashi that it's not mamish if people in Kachal, but in Azekim, people in Kachal. So we can also understand it because since they both came in together, they acted in unison, and they gave the impression to the shape of the mitzvah that they act like one person, you know, in unison. So, you may say it's considered like kachat. So it's a shame for the two of them. Together, joint, not a shame for one and for the other side, but it's a shame for the two of them. Joy. But the report apparently, he holds not. The report definitely accepts the deals of Rashi. Because if the report had the deals of the Rambam, then the report would be right on the Rambam. Then the report would also agree that it's Shneemozor, it's Kachachot. So then it's Mamesh Shneemozor. But the report apparently accepted Yosef Rashi, then Mishnah doesn't have reference to the case of Mami. But Zedek Mizek, Tam holds the team Zedek Mizek, Shnei Kochenim has the same meaning as Kachachor. They also have sins. Ruben gave the Shemer woman, and Shimon gave the Shemer. And other one goes on, maybe he didn't become the Shemer for whom the chief joined him. But he became a shamer for Ruben individually separately and for Shimon separately. So it's not, so his tfise is not considered a tfise by the two of them. And still be more as the kashe, he should be Yahweku. So it's a value that the din of Yahweku is not limited to the case of Shimon or something. Even the case well, it's not Shneem the second day, so it's also different. We found the other details in the Damuri show, or the Abishmaiti, which we speak in Shanghai also, but till I do it in the day, see, most of the Bible can come, I hope I read the Bible, but I don't have to do it, or can I do that, but if you can come, I will go back with you. Oh, so the question is, so according to the war, so there's Kashi, how is it in the case of Shnaimer and the Talmud is in the upgrade, and in the case of our Arab is in Kalamata? Some times say that our heart is not more open. But the Bible says even if it's not more open day, it's also according to why we sing around the heart. So the Bible establishes another criterion, another guide. He says like this. Yahweh applies to the case of Shnei Mozofim Bei and to the case where it's not Mozofim Bei. But when we say Yahweh Ku, only if there is no other. But if there is another Ramai, one of the Talmis is certainly unscrupulous. So then we don't say Yahweh. We only say Achreiku when neither party is definitely fortunate in this sense. But he best knows that one of the litigants is certainly dishonest, then best doesn't say Achreiku. So in case of Kodong, you are, one of them is a crook, is dishonest. Is dishonest, one of them. So, maybe we can't say Yahweh, because one is definitely Ramah. One is definitely dishonest. Not is it zero, honestly. This is huge timers and powers. So, both might be very honest people, because we only see it. As I mentioned, it's Friday this year, and we both read that the whole of the Taoists about the same time. So because of rationalization, wishful thinking, so each one thinks that he picked it up a second, a split second before that. Sincerely so. So both might be very honest, but in the case of our family, both either the both monks or they didn't acquire the both by finding the both in sleep. Both was acquired either through purchase or through building, construction, and so on. So how could one sincerely believe, each one sincerely believe, that he's the owner. One is the owner, the other one dishonestly, unscrupulously says he's the owner. So one of them is Bada Rama. If one of them is Bada Rama, you cannot say that. So that's guideline number one, according to the report. That Yahweh, we only say in the case where there is no Bada Rama, where there was no king, or women. Then guideline number two, if there is Bada Ramai, we don't say Yahweh, but we say call the Alimah. Now, just before I had the guideline number three, yeah, before I had that. Now let's go with the Russian people. Before you have Bada Kevin, that we show, that which might be Jerry Shire, he shall also after the end of the age, or some Vada in Jeramai, or in the Babaira, do the Adviu, or the Name of the Aude, Kim in Jeramai, or Yakleku, or Aldine, or on Vada, the Holy Lamb of Vishnan Shifu, or on Vada, the Lamb of Vishnan Shifu, or on Vada, the Shifu, or on Vada, the Shifu, or on Vada, Itapsino Lomapsinon. So why don't we say now? We know that the Kashi. Why is it that Shnaim Shifti?